Westside Baptist Church in Noonan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing.
Blessing we need. Mercy drops from preacher when he stood up and said, if you're somewhere between doubt and believing, friend, I have the answer for all that you're needing.
Ask me who, and I'll tell you it's Jesus. Ask me how, and I'll say it's the blood. Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary.
Ask me why. Since she found amazing grace, it's been a long journey, but each battle she's faced has proven God faithful time and again, and a chance to tell others who were right where she's been. If you're somewhere between down for all that you're needing,
ask me who, and I'll tell you it's Jesus. Ask me how, and I'll say it's the blood. Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary.
Ask me why.
Fans, if you have your Bibles, and you should, to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we'll go there in a few moments. This morning, I want to talk to you about something that we Christians are bad about misunderstanding and or taken for granted. See, there's something that lives inside of a Christian, someone, and we call him the Holy Spirit. Amen. You see, we picture the Holy Spirit as some whisperer, which he does, and nudger, gentle nudger, which he does. He has a gentle touch. And we kind of leave it there. But I believe that we forget, and maybe not always taught, that the same Spirit that lives inside of a Christian this morning is the same Spirit that anointed the Lord Jesus Christ, found in Acts chapter 10. The same Spirit that lives in us allowed Christ to cast out devils over in Matthew chapter 12. The same Spirit that lives in us, now listen to this one, caused Christ to weep over Lazarus' death over in John chapter 11. The same Spirit, hey, I'm giving you these references so you can check me out, because what I'm telling you is the truth. The same Spirit that lives in us led Christ to Calvary. In Hebrews chapter 9. The same Spirit that dwells in the Christian raised Christ from the dead in Romans chapter 8 and 1 Peter chapter 3. We've got something inside of us that is beyond full comprehension. I cannot wrap my mind around it, but yet this morning I will take a few moments and try to express in some way what He is, how He works, and what He does for us. I'm so glad that this same Spirit that dwelled in God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, indwells the believer. Not only has He indwelled the believer, but He has sealed the believer. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. That's the salvation message, ladies and gentlemen. How Jesus came and died for our sins and resurrected to conquer death, hell, and the grave. And He did it for you. He did it for me. And when we trusted in this truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. Did you hear that? Remember the day when the preacher was preaching or the teacher was teaching or junior church was running and you heard the gospel of Christ and how Jesus died for you and loved you enough to spill His blood for you. Remember how the Holy Spirit drew you in. You believed and you accepted Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says, in this same verse, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, the promise that He would never leave thee or forsake thee, the promise that Jesus gave us, that He would send that Comforter. We were sealed with it. Let me tell you this, the good part too is because the Holy Spirit moved in and then sealed us. That's wonderful. But can I take it a little bit and twist it without, I believe, taking this out of context? The Holy Spirit moved inside of us and sealed Himself in. Amen. He sealed it tighter than a drum. Amen. We're secure. We can't go to hell. If we went to hell, the Holy Spirit would have to go with us because He is in us. Holy Spirit that moved Christ along across this nasty planet has sealed Himself to us, with us, in us. Ephesians 4. Verse 30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed. Sealed unto the day. Sealed unto the day of redemption. Oh, goodness gracious, Christians, what we have is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, sealed over us and in us. That the day, listen, the day to the day that we receive our glorified bodies, to the day that that our heavenly citizenship is no longer a picture of faith in our hearts, but a reality. That day of redemption when we see Jesus face to face, eyeball to eyeball. Blessed be his name. We're sealed to the day of redemption. Forgive me, boys, for being emotional, but you don't know where I've been the last 12 hours. Me and the Lord have been having a good time. I want to tell you, we're sealed by this Spirit that loved on and led God in the flesh across this dirty world. I'm glad he has sealed us. I'm glad that he indwells in us. John chapter 14, verse 16 says this, "And I will pray the Father," this is Jesus talking, "and he shall give you another comforter." Who is this comforter? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Holy Spirit of God. Do you understand who we have inside of us this morning? The Holy Spirit of God, that he may abide with you forever. Did you hear me? I'm so glad for his touch. I'm so glad he's on me and with me right now. But when the service is over, he's still with me. Aren't you glad? The Bible talks about the Comforter that's with us forever. And then we move to our text in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Are we having fun yet, Brother Dave? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, you find that he, God, is our comforter. Well, how is that? The truth is that when we are going through that thing which we're going through, he'll dispatch the Holy Spirit. He'll say, "Spirit, that young man. Spirit, that young girl. Spirit, that man. That woman, that senior citizen, Spirit, they're having a hard time. They're going through a difficult situation. Don't lay around. Don't waste any time. Holy Spirit, make tracks to that child of mine, that daughter of mine, that son of mine. Do it quickly, Holy Spirit." I want to tell you, Christian, you listen this morning. You listen. This is for somebody. God gave me this for someone in this room this morning. You are going through a horrible time, a horrific situation, but you just hang on. The Comforter has been dispatched. He's on the way. Thank God. Thank God we've got the Holy Spirit living inside of us. He has sealed us. He indwells in us. Whew. But I thank God. I thank God that he does it for you. And we as Christians, but there's something else he does. And we need to thank God for it, church. We need to appreciate this. Because you and I would mess this thing up. We'd blow it out of the water. We'd appoint the wrong people. But the Bible shows us in Acts chapter 20 that the Holy Spirit appoints the preacher. Aren't you glad that somebody greater than we are in control? If I was in control, I wouldn't be here this morning. If I was in control, I wouldn't be in the ministry this morning. If I was in control, you probably wouldn't know my name, because I would be doing what I want to do, be where I wanted to be, and doing it how I wanted to do it. But the Holy Spirit said, no. Praise the Lord. You may have had somebody standing here that could preach, but too bad. God put me right here, and you're paying the price. Amen. I'm glad he appoints his preachers. I'm talking about the Spirit that indwelled in Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, that led him across this planet. That Holy Spirit appoints his preachers. And I want to say to you, praise God, it can't be done in the strength of man. I thank God that not only does he appoint his preachers, but he anoints his preachers. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit. Woo! Praise the Lord! Wake up, you bunch of deadheads. I tell you what, if this scares you, you're going to die of a nervous breakdown when you get to heaven. I tell you, I'm convinced we're going to have a wild time up there. He anoints his men of God. He anointed Joseph. If you read the account of Joseph, you'll find that Pharaoh, the little G-O-D, Pharaoh, called Joseph a man that was filled with the Spirit of God, a lost idol worshiper, knew the real thing when he saw it. I want to say to you that if you'll let the Holy Spirit do his work in you, there'll be those idol worshipers, those God haters, those God deniers, those religious even. They'll watch you carefully. They'll size you up, Westside Baptist Church, and they're going to make a determination. And if you allow the Holy Spirit to work as he sees fit, ladies and gentlemen, someone in this world that needs an example will say of you, I don't know what's different about that fella, but he or she has got God in them. About blew my mic off my ear, Brother Dave. He anoints his men. And I want to skip some stuff here. And I want to say to you, listen to me. He warns the church member. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We need to understand, Christians, that there are seducing spirits, and they have veiled themselves in different subject matter. And it's their job to find that subject matter that would draw you from the house of God. To find that thing that would entice you, that would cause us to stumble and fumble and fall. That thing that would cause us to move from the center of God's will, that would take our abilities that are like this, that can be used this much for God, and reduce it down to this much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit is warning the church member. There's things out there that's going to try. They're going to make an effort to cause you to be drawn away. That's the warning. What are you going to do with it? I'm glad the Holy Spirit doesn't just stop there. Warns his members. That's one thing. To be warned. Don't go there. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't do that. Say, preacher, I know what I'm not supposed to do, but what am I supposed to do? Glad you asked. Because the Holy Spirit not only warns his members, but he guides his members. Amen. Romans 8. For as many are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. Amen. You can be led of the Spirit. Get yourself out of the way. Get your worldly doctrine out of the way. And follow the Scriptures. Ask God to lead you, guide you, direct you. If you'll do that, the preacher won't have to come looking for you. The Sunday school teacher won't have to come looking for you. The deacons won't have to come looking for you. If you just be guided by the Holy Spirit of God. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit desires something. And I think his desire may have been met this morning in this category. But personally, I think he wanted even more, but maybe we pulled back. Maybe God told us to act, to do something, and we sat in our pews like a bump on the log. That's right. The Holy Spirit desires to aid in our song service. Ephesians chapter 5 says, and be not drunk with wine where he is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Listen, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The Holy Spirit has a desire that when we come in here, we open our mouths in song and praise and let it rip. I tell you, he desires to aid in our song service. He desires to inspire our worship service. Philippians chapter 3 tells us, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Jesus Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Christians, before we can get our worship right where God wants it to be, you've got to get yourself out of the way. You got to put the flesh on the back burner and take care of God's business first. I'm convinced that one of the first job descriptions of the Christian is to worship God. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible is saying, desires that we worship when we come to the house of God. Yesterday afternoon, I was out doing some things and needed to get back to the house to keep studying. The Lord said, why don't you go to the church? And I said, Lord, I've got everything I need at the house. My computer's at the house. What books I need are at the house. Everything I need is at the house. He said, oh, no, it's not. He said, you go to church. I got what you need at the church. So I was already in the car. I said, okay, Lord, and turn the vehicle around and headed to the church. got here and Pastor was leaving and whipped up under the building here, and I didn't go to my office. I knew where God wanted me. He was right here. And I began to, by the Holy Spirit's leadership, begin to pray. And I laid out my petitions and my concerns. But ladies and gentlemen, there got to the point where the Lord said, that's good, and that's part of why I brought you here. That I brought you here to worship me a little bit. Woo! I want to tell you, I don't know the words of the whole song, but I know the chorus of Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. And me and the Holy Spirit. Woo! All this carpet. I hope to the good Lord I can wear a path in this carpet. Back and forth while I worship God and the Holy Spirit indwelling in me, sealed in me, laying on top of me. Hey, I like it, church. I like it. Ask me, do you like it? I'll tell you I like it. The Holy Spirit laying all over me, and I like it. Amen. I want to tell you, and I'm done, that someday the Holy Spirit, like he did for Jesus, is going to raise us up. He's going to raise us up just like he did the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, you're putting a pretty high premium on yourself only because the Holy Spirit does. See, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, it says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a grand day when Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead by the Spirit of God. Oh, what a grand day it's going to be when we, which are dead and in the grave, I'm talking about our bodies, not our souls, the Holy Spirit raises up the tens and the hundreds of millions of God's children that have died over the years or in the grave. But that day we'll be raised up just like Jesus. Oh, how about you this morning? Do you know Jesus? Have you ever accepted, brother, y'all come on, Jesus is your Lord and Savior? If you died right now, would you go to heaven? Do you have this Spirit of God living inside of you? When Jesus comes back, are you raising up? If you're dead, are you going to stay in the ground? Or is God going to raise up your mortal body? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says you must be born again. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit would like to move in lock, stock, and barrel today. I know you've been through some things. The devil's trying to beat you down and convince you that you're not worth saving. But I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. Yes. No matter what you've done or what you think you've done or what you've been through, he wants to save you. Just stand up, every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you don't know Jesus this morning, would you please, would you make it your business to let the Holy Spirit of God come and dwell in your life. That's number one. Number two, Christians, the challenge is this. Holy Spirit, your word says that you dwell in me, that you'll lead me and guide me and even comfort me. Holy Spirit, I need you today, right now. Holy Spirit, I need your help. That's your prayer, and you know it is, many of you. Don't get up and walk out. Don't just stand there, but hit the altar. Let the Spirit of God do something for you this morning as we sing.
Just as I am,
bow your knee.
With
come on, lost person.
One plea.
Accept Jesus this morning.